Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Markets closed out the week strong, right? A real high note to end on.
Absolutely. Major indices pushed through early selling pressure, closing near session highs. S&P up 0.7%, NASDAQ 1.3%, really impressive, though the Dow lagged a bit, only up 0.1%.
Yeah, interesting. Still, those weekly gains are nothing to sneeze at, 2.5 to 6.7% across the board. Megacaps really showed up, didn't they?
They were the backbone for sure. Alphabet and Tesla, both post-earnings winners, gave the market a serious lift. Goog up 1.5%, TSLA a whopping 9.8%. That Tesla rally just keeps rolling.
Impressive. And that pushed communication services and consumer discretionary to the top of the sector leaderboard, right?
Exactly. Tech also benefited from those mega cap moves, closing up 1.6%. And let's not forget the bond market. Easing yields definitely helped the overall mood.
Right. The 10-year yield down 4 basis points to 4.27%, the 2-year down 3 to 3.76%. And what about that consumer sentiment number?
A little mixed, honestly. The University of Michigan index ticked up to 52.2, beating expectations. But it's still pretty low historically, similar to levels during the pandemic recovery.
I see, interesting. And inflation expectations still high?
Yeah, still elevated at 6.5%. Haven't seen numbers like that since, 1982.
Wow, that's a long time ago. So looking overseas,
Europe was mostly positive, DAX up when it capping 5%, but FTSE lagged a bit, only up 0.1%. Asia was a mixed bag too, Nikkei strong at plus 0.9%, but Shanghai dipped slightly.
Got it. And commodities?
Crude oil ticked up slightly, natural gas flat, but gold and silver took a hit, gold down over $50. Not a great day for precious metals.
Anything else standing out?
Yeah, the T-Mobile story. Big sell-off despite beating earnings expectations. Seems the market was disappointed with their net phone ads, down 11.2%. Investors are clearly worried about a pull-forward effect from potential tariff-related price hikes.
Oh, so they're thinking customers upgraded early, which could hurt future quarters.
Exactly. The market's not willing to wait and see. Profit-taking is hitting the whole telecom sector, with Verizon and AT&T also feeling the pressure. Even with T-Mobile's positive broadband net adds and optimistic outlook,
it just wasn't enough. The market's focused on those phone ads. So, what's on deck for next week?
Well, no U.S. economic data on Monday, which could mean a quieter start to the week. But after that, things ramp up quickly. We've got GDP, PCE prices, consumer confidence, and of course the big one, non-farm payrolls on Friday.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack. So, big tech earnings. Google absolutely crushed it, right?
Crushed it, smashed it, obliterated it. Pick your verb. 85% growth in ad revenue, 28% in cloud, and that massive share buyback. They're throwing fuel on the fire of this rally.
Yeah, that $70 billion buyback authorization is serious. And the dividend increase? Google's sending a message. We're confident.
Absolutely. And it's not just Google. Look at SPS Commerce, beating expectations and raising guidance. That's a good sign for e-commerce overall.
True, but not all tech is shining. Intel beat, but that weak guidance, not encouraging. What'd you make of that?
Well, it reinforces the narrative of a two-tiered tech market. The mega caps with their diversified revenue streams are thriving, but companies more reliant on specific segments like Intel with PCs are facing headwinds.
Makes sense. And outside of tech, some interesting stories. T-Mobile, a big miss on net adds despite beating earnings. That pull-forward effect seems to be real.
Yeah, the market's punishing them for it. Investors are clearly worried about future growth, and that's spilling over into other telecoms like Verizon and AT&T. It'll be interesting to see how they navigate this.
Definitely. And what about some of these other sectors? Healthcare had some winners, right? HCA, Centene, both with strong beats.
Yeah, healthcare looks pretty resilient. Encompass Health also had a good showing, raising guidance and announcing a new COO. They seem to be executing well.
Good point. And speaking of execution, Agnico Eagle Mines also had a solid beat. Commodities are a mixed bag, but gold miners seem to be holding their own, despite the recent dip in gold prices. Wow, that's a lot of news to digest. Everything from tariffs to AI and even a potential iPhone exodus to India. Where do we even begin?
Well, let's start with the big picture. Trump's stance on tariffs, that potential trade deal with India, Those are major geopolitical moves with significant market implications.
Definitely. A total victory with tariffs, that could rattle some cages. And a trade deal focused on e-commerce, crops, and data storage, that points to some interesting sector plays.
Right. Think about the potential boost for cloud storage providers if that data storage piece comes through. And agricultural commodities could see a lift too. It's all connected.
Absolutely. And then you've got the executive order on critical minerals. That's a long-term play, but it could be huge for domestic mining companies.
No doubt. And speaking of long-term plays, that $100 billion arms package for Saudi Arabia, that's a game changer for defense contractors like Boeing and Lockheed Martin, especially with those missile defense funds being discussed.
Yeah, $27 billion for the Golden Dome, that's serious money. It seems like defense spending is back in vogue.
It certainly looks that way. Okay, so shifting gears a bit, what about the Fed's crypto guidance withdrawal? What do you make of that?
Well, it's interesting. It seems like they're stepping back, giving banks more leeway, but it also adds a layer of uncertainty to the crypto market. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Agreed. And then there's the autonomous vehicle news. New regulations in California, a new framework from the Transportation Secretary. It feels like we're getting closer to widespread adoption.
It does. And that could be a massive disruption for the auto industry. Companies like Apple, with their rumored plans to move iPhone production to India, are clearly looking ahead.
Oh, moving all iPhone production? That's a bold move. And speaking of bold moves, Google potentially having to sell Chrome? That's a big deal. Imagine Yahoo owning Chrome.
Yeah, that's a wild thought, but it shows the kind of pressure big tech is under right now. And while we're on the topic of tech, what about Baidu's AI struggles? Falling demand for their text-based AI? That's surprising.
It is, especially with all the hype around AI. But they're launching new tools, so they're clearly not giving up. It'll be interesting to see how that competition unfolds. And on a completely different note, that Amgen expansion in Ohio, that's good news for the biotech sector and for the local economy.
Wow, that's a lot of corporate action hitting the wires. Where do we even begin with this whirlwind of news?
Well, let's start with the big names making waves. DoorDash sniffing around Deliveroo with a potential cash offer. That's a pretty aggressive move. 180 pence a share. That's a significant premium.
Yeah, definitely something to watch. And speaking of big moves, Microsoft looking to outsource software sales? That seems like a pretty fundamental shift in their strategy.
It does. Using third-party firms? I wonder what that means for their margins and their relationships with existing clients. Definitely raises some questions.
For sure. And then you've got Merck KGaA potentially acquiring SpringWorks Therapeutics. Another big pharma deal brewing. Seems like M&A activity is heating up.
Yeah, and on the tech front, Google potentially having to sell Chrome? That's a huge story. Imagine Yahoo owning Chrome.
Wild, right? And while we're talking tech, Baidu struggling with AI demand. That's surprising given all the hype around the sector.
It is. But they're launching new tools, so they're clearly not giving up. It'll be a fascinating competition to watch.
Absolutely. Okay, so shifting gears a bit, what about some of these smaller companies? Freight Car America, with $141 million in new railcar orders. That seems like a good sign for the industrial sector.
Yeah, and CP Rail certifying 9 new site-ready locations. That should help streamline development for rail-served businesses. It's all connected.
Good point. And DTE Energy completing that solar park. More clean energy coming online. That's a trend that's not going away.
Definitely not. And what about Novavax needing another COVID trial? That's a setback for them. Seems like the vaccine landscape is still evolving.
It is. And speaking of healthcare, Jazz Pharma getting a positive CHMP opinion for zanidatamab. That's a win for them in the oncology space.
For sure. And that new market investment in ammonium perchlorate production, solid rocket motor demand, sounds like, well, rocket science.
Ha! Yeah, a bit outside our usual purview, but it shows where some of the growth is happening. And then you've got those defense contractors, Lockheed, Northrop, Peraton, landing that Navy contract. Defense spending seems to be on the rise.
It does. And let's not forget the legal battles. Rimini Street providing updates on their Oracle litigation. Those things can drag on forever.
They can. and Peloton settling those shareholder derivative actions, hopefully they can put that behind them and focus on the future.
Yeah, they need to. And what about those executive moves? Faraday Future appointing a new co-CEO, HealthPeak promoting their CFO, lots of leadership changes happening.
It's a dynamic environment. Companies constantly adapting. And speaking of adapting, DuPont spinning off its electronics business? That's a pretty big restructuring.
It is. And Ecopetrol focusing on gas projects in the Caribbean? Interesting. Seems like energy companies are diversifying their portfolios.
They are. And finally, that court ruling in favor of Novo Nordisk on semaglutide, that should clear up some of the supply chain issues.
Hopefully. It's a complicated landscape out there, with everything from biotech breakthroughs to geopolitical tensions impacting the markets. Definitely a lot to keep track of.
Wow. Lots of corporate action hitting the tape today. Where do we even begin with this whirlwind?
Well, let's start with the big names making waves. Spotify hiking subscription prices. That's a bold move, especially with the competition heating up in the music streaming space.
Yeah, definitely something to watch. And Starbucks facing union pushback on their raise proposal? 2% doesn't seem like much in this inflationary environment.
It doesn't. Speaking of inflation, those upgrade and downgrade lists are pretty extensive. Lots of analyst activity today.
They are. Apple getting upgraded to hold, ouch. But Charles Schwab to buy? That's a vote of confidence.
It is. And look at all that activity in the healthcare sector. Summit Therapeutics getting NMPA approval? That's huge for them.
Big win. But Novavax needing another COVID trial? That's a setback. Seems like the vaccine landscape is still shifting.
It is. And what about those metals company and Williams Cause stories? One's riding the wave of a new executive order, the other's announcing a new COO. Two very different plays.
Totally. And speaking of different plays, Walgreens Boots Alliance setting up a securitization facility. That's a pretty standard financial move. But then you've got MSG Networks restructuring their debt. That's a bit more complex.
It is. And all those smaller companies presenting data at AACR, Zai Lab, Zymeworks, it's a hotbed of innovation in oncology right now.
Absolutely. And those bank mergers and acquisitions? William Penn Bank Corporation, for example. Always interesting to see how those play out.
Definitely. It's a dynamic market out there, with everything from biotech breakthroughs to executive shakeups impacting stock prices. Definitely a lot to keep track of.
Wow, that's a lot of analyst action. Caesars, CINT, Golden Entertainment, all getting buy ratings. Someone's feeling bullish on the leisure and tech sectors.
Yeah, and those target prices are pretty aggressive. $59 for Caesars? That's a big jump. But hey, if the market's buying the story...
It's a gamble, right? Like Opco Health getting a neutral rating. JP Morgan's playing it safe there. And what about Supermicro with a neutral at $39? Seems like they're not expecting much upside.
True. SoFi Technologies with an outperform rating, though. FinTech still has some believers.
Yeah, it does seem to be holding up relatively well. And Sensata with an equal weight? Not exactly a ringing endorsement.
Nope. Okay, so, shifting gears to the economic calendar. Looks like a quiet Monday, but then things get busy.
Yeah, Tuesday's packed. Trade data, retail inventories, wholesale inventories, all before 9 a.m. And then the FHFA and Case-Shiller housing numbers. We'll get a good picture of the housing market.
Absolutely. And don't forget consumer confidence and job openings. Those are key indicators of economic health.
Right, Wednesday's even busier. ADP employment, GDP, PCE prices. It's a data deluge. And the Chicago PMI, always a good read on manufacturing activity.
Yeah, plus pending home sales and crude oil inventories. Something for everyone. Thursday brings initial and continuing claims. Always important for the employment picture. And then the final S&P Global US PMI. We'll get a clearer picture of the services sector.
It's a lot to digest. But hey, that's what makes the market so exciting, right? Always something to watch, always something to analyze.
Exactly. It's a trader's paradise, or a nightmare, depending on how things go. But either way, it's never boring. And that's what we love about it, right? The constant challenge, the constant learning. It keeps us on our toes.
Wow, next week is absolutely jam-packed with economic data and earnings releases. Where do we even begin?
Well, Monday's relatively light, which gives us time to prep for the deluge later in the week. But don't get too comfortable, because Tuesday through Friday, it's a non-stop flow of information. manufacturing PMI, construction spending, ISM manufacturing, natural gas inventories. It's a lot to digest.
It is. And then Friday, the big kahuna, non-farm payrolls. Briefing.com's consensus is 130,000, down from 228,000 the previous month. That's a significant drop. What are you expecting?
Well, the whisper number I'm hearing is closer to 150,000. Could be a market mover, depending on how far it deviates from expectations. And don't forget average hourly earnings and the unemployment rate. Those are crucial pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah, absolutely. A beat on earnings with a steady unemployment rate, that could be bullish. But if wages spike too much, that could reignite inflation fears.
Exactly. It's a delicate balance. And speaking of balance, that 4.2% unemployment rate consensus, I wouldn't be surprised to see a tick up, maybe to 4.3%. Just a hunch.
Interesting. Okay, so beyond the economic data, the earnings calendar is also overflowing. Starting Monday, we've got Domino's, InMode, and then after the bell, a whole slew of companies reporting. Advanced Energy, AmerisourceBergen, even WD-40. It's a real mix.
It is. Tuesday's even busier. Pre-market, we've got A. O. Smith, Anthem, Boeing, and then after hours, Booking Holdings, Caesars, Starbucks. It's going to be a late night for analysts.
No kidding. Wednesday, more of the same. ADP, Caterpillar, Etsy, and then after the bell, Aflac, Align Technology, Amazon. The list goes on and on.
It does. And Thursday, Apple, plus a bunch of other big names like Alphabet, American Express, and Booking Holdings. It's a real fire hose of information. Definitely going to need some strong coffee to get through this week.
Wow. This WaveWriter AI analysis paints a pretty interesting picture of the market on April 25th, 2025. A cautiously bullish sentiment, but with some hesitation, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's like the market's taking a breather after a strong run, trying to figure out its next move. SPY and QQQ both showing bullish undertones, but consolidating near resistance levels. That tight trading range with high volume, classic sign of indecision.
I see. And the VXX decline further reinforces that cautious optimism, right? Low volatility suggests investors aren't too worried about a major correction.
Precisely. But it's not all smooth sailing. That bearish primary indicator flashing a warning sign, definitely something to keep in mind. Even with the bullish T2108 and 20% weekly readings, we need to tread carefully.
Good point. So where are the opportunities in this environment? WaveWriter AI highlights tech and industrials for continuation setups.
Yeah, those sectors are showing strong momentum. GWW, for example, looks primed for a continuation play. And CGEM, that's one to watch for an anticipation setup. But remember, manage risk tightly. Don't get caught chasing extended moves without volume confirmation.
Oh, and what about the sector rotation mentioned in the market sentiment analysis? XLY and XLK standing out with strong performances.
Right? Discretionary and technology. Those are the sectors attracting investor attention. A sign of confidence in the economic recovery, perhaps, but again, with SPY and QQQ hovering near resistance, we need to see a convincing breakout before jumping in with both feet.
Makes sense, and those key levels are crucial, right? 548.50 support and 552.00 is a resistance for SPY, 471.50 and 475 for QQQ. A break in either direction could signal the next leg of the move.
Absolutely. Those levels are where the battle is being fought. Watch them closely. And don't forget about the upcoming University of Michigan consumer sentiment data. That could be a catalyst for a move.
Yeah, good call. So overall, a market poised for a decisive move, but still some uncertainty in the air. Traders need to stay nimble and manage risk carefully.
Exactly. It's a time for cautious optimism, not blind faith. Watch those key levels, pay attention to volume, and be prepared for anything. That's the name of the game in this market. And hey, maybe keep some WD-40 handy for those squeaky hinges in your trading plan. Just kidding, mostly.
Wow, lots of market analysis to unpack here. We've got two reports from WaveWriter AI, both from April 25th, 2025, focusing on continuation breakouts. One's got a broad sector overview, the other zeroes in on specific tickers. Where do we even start?
Let's tackle the first one, the one with the sector analysis. 30 days of data, focusing on tech and healthcare, pretty standard stuff. But those volume surges they mention in stocks like SYK and AMAT, that's where the action is.
Yeah, so they're saying high volume often precedes breakouts. classic price-volume relationship.
Exactly. They highlight SYK as a potential continuation play bullish momentum building. AMAT, too, showing consistent buying interest. And IMNM? Strong bullish candles, resisting downward pressure. That's a stock to watch.
Okay, so bullish signals all around. But what about specific entry and exit points? That's what traders need, right?
Absolutely. They've got it all laid out. Support, resistance, price targets, stop loss levels. For SYK, they're looking at an entry around 364.50, targeting 366.23, with a stop at 363. Pretty tight range, but that's how you manage risk.
I see. And AMAT, similar setup?
Similar, but different levels. Entry around 151, targeting 151.55, and then 153. Stop at 149.80. Again, tight risk management. And IMNM? Entry near 840, targeting 851 and 860, stop at 824. These are all short-term swing trades, remember. In and out quickly.
Got it. So that's the first report. What about the second one, the one with the ants breakout title? Seems a bit cryptic.
Yeah, a little unusual, but the content is similar. Market analysis from March 1st to April 25th, 2025. They talk about tech, healthcare, financials, consumer discretionary. Again, focusing on momentum and potential breakouts.
So more of the same? Any standout tickers?
They mention AMPSH and SOXL in tech, showing signs of recovery after some volatility. PNBK in financials with increasing volume, hinting at a potential breakout. And Sound in consumer discretionary, exhibiting big swings. Classic swing trading territory.
Interesting. But no specific entry or exit points this time? Just general sector analysis?
Yeah, it's more high level. They talk about the overall trend towards tech and consumer stocks, but they don't give specific trade setups like in the first report. It's more about understanding the broader market context.
Okay, so two reports, two different approaches. One tactical, with specific trade ideas, the other more strategic, focusing on sector rotation. How do we put it all together for traders prepping for the next session?
Well, the key takeaway is cautious optimism. Tech and consumer discretionary seem to be the hot sectors, with several stocks showing bullish momentum. But with the market taking a breather, as the first report suggests, we need to be selective and manage risk carefully. Use those key levels and price targets as your guide. Don't chase extended moves without volume confirmation. And most importantly, stay nimble. Things can change quickly in this market. Be prepared to adapt your trading plan as needed. That's the key to success.
Wow, lots of action brewing in the market, especially with those speculative plays heating up. ELFUS, VVPR. Sounds like retail's back in the game.
Yeah, definitely seeing a surge in those lower price tickers. High risk, high reward. Gotta love it. But let's focus on where the real opportunities are. Sound, SOXL, ARWR, DNA, these are the names showing real breakout potential.
Oh, so continuation plays based on recent momentum and volume spikes.
Exactly. Take Sound, for example. Consistent volume, broke through resistance. We're looking at a move towards 975, maybe even 980. Entry around 955, tight stop at 945. Classic swing trade setup.
I see. And similar story?
Similar, but different levels. Watching for that breakout above $12.30. If we get it with strong volume, we could see a quick jump to 1235. Entry near 1225, stop at 1215 taint. Manage that risk.
Yeah, makes sense. What about ARWR? Healthcare's been interesting lately.
ARWR is a small cap play, but the volume's telling the story. Positive indicators, expecting a push towards $13.30 resistance. Entry around 1322, stop at 1315. First target 1335, then we'll reevaluate.
Got it. And lastly, DNA, another low-priced one.
Yeah, but don't let the price fool you. This one's showing resilience at support, with a potential breakout towards $1.50. Entry around a 44, stop at 142. Target 152 with potential for more upside if the sector keeps running.
Okay, so four tickers, four potential breakouts. All short-term swing trades, 1 to 3 days max. Gotta stay nimble, right?
Absolutely. Momentum shifts quickly. Watch those key levels, pay attention to volume, and don't be afraid to take profits when you see them. And remember, this isn't financial advice. Just our take on the market. Do your own research, manage your risk, and trade responsibly. That's the key to long-term success. And with that, we wrap up another episode of Next Day Prep. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Catch you next time.
And for me, a big thank you to our listeners. Stay informed, stay engaged, and keep those trading skills sharp. Until next time, happy trading, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.